view a cleavage shown.
Alright.
Next thing is, before something from a cleavage shown, right, a cleavage shown again is the original pot which the food was cooked in. That's a cleavage shown. The original pot which the food was cooked in. So now we have to know what we're allowed to do with the cleavage shown in terms of pouring it onto something else. What we're allowed to do with it. So that's this little, we're skipping from, for the record, Lamed Tes, we're starting now, Mem Vav. Lamed Tes, I don't think so, it's about boilers. It's Geshmaka stuff, but not for now.
It's not part of the course?
No, it's not part of it, I don't think it's, no, for sure not. Mem Vav. Asr la'aros mikli rishayin, it's asr to pour from mikli rishayin, afiro eno omer al gabei eish, even if you took the pot off the fire, lo amash kekar, afilu mavushal. Not on a cold liquid, even if it's fully cooked. Why? And even Kli Rishon, pouring from a Kli Rishon has the ability to cook, right? Again, so you're pouring hot water into a cold soup. So that could cook the soup now. Assuming it's a small amount of soup, if it's a big amount, it wouldn't be a problem. You cannot pour from a hot pot, which was directly heated on the stove, onto something dry if it's not fully cooked. Again, because it could cook, so even though it's a piece of chicken, but since it's not fully cooked, we say pouring on it has the ability to cook it.
You
were in the vaso.
You
were
cooked. You could put in the cleavage and you could pour the cleavage on.
Right.
And whatever you can put in the cleavage.
Right.
You
were cleavage has the same stringencies of putting in the cleavage itself. Except there's one cooler.
That's why it's also like pour coffee directly into the
yes.
coffee.
Yes, oh, that's what he's going to say.
For that reason?
Wait. Yeah, it's the next thing. From a Kliwi Shon, which is an original vessel which was originally on the fire at one point, onto any cold liquid which is any liquid which is fully cooked but it's cold, or something dry which was not fully cooked, because pouring from a Kliwi Shon has the ability to cook. Therefore, you saw an example, he brings a very similar example, Yesh Lahaku, one should be careful not to pour from a Kliwi Shon on a tea bag, right? What's a tea bag? Ali tea is tea leaves. It means literally tea leaves, but a tea bag is just tea leaves in a bag. So one cannot take your urn, your water from the urn, and pour it directly on a tea bag. Yeah, very clear.
But he makes it sound like it's mutton. It's the second time you use it. It's already cooked on the first time.
Oh, it's not something else. We're talking about Ali Tishul and Espashul, that we're not cooked. Agabi Asian Bari Chom, that we're not cooked ever on the fire, these tea bags. What?
He makes it sound like it's mutton to use a tea bag on Shabbat.
Yeah. Who said it's not?
Why not stick a tea bag in and use a tea bag?
Who said? Why not? It's voice problems. Pouring the water directly from a Kli Rishon from the urn onto the tea bag, it's going to be cooking the tea leaves. The tea leaves are never cooked. Right? When you buy a tea bag, Lipton or Ketley. Don't pour from the urn into a cup or a plate which is not dry. I mean, let's say you were drinking something from it, right? And now there's still moisture on the inside of the cup. Once you try to avoid pouring from a cleavage into it, again, this is going to cook that moisture. Once you not pour water from a cleavage on like a diluted oatmeal, like an oatmeal, in order to warm it, right? Because it wasn't cooking, now it's going to be cooking the oatmeal. You could do iwi from a klisheni, that's going to be mutter. Now don't put it into a klisheni, but iwi klisheni. It's more makel, iwi klisheni. Right. So put it into a klisheni might be a problem, but doing iwi from a klisheni is going to be more makel. Follow that? Because now it's more removed from the klisheni. If you put the tea bag in the klisheni, klisheni is very hot though. Once you pour the water out of the klisheni, it's already cooler than putting it in the klisheni. But iwi has the same thing as the klisheni itself? No. We'll see. Iwi klisheni is more makel. Even by iwi klisheni, it's going to be one or two cools. We're going to see right now. Okay, let's see what they are.
So what exactly can you do on Anime Klisheni? Anything, even something which is
not... We'll get to it. It's a whole subject, a chapter in itself. Okay, Klisheni, and it goes to Iwe Klisheni. Okay. You're allowed to pour from a Kli Rishon, even though Kli Rishon is still on the fire. On a lukewarm mashke, something that's still warm. It's not fully cold from its original cooking. What's the svara? We saw this already. Anyone know? As he said, by a devilach, as long as it's still warm for the original cooking, you can put it in a kli rishon, or put a, you know, put water from a kli rishon on it. We saw this already. All davar yavesh, afilu okar, you can pour from a kli rishon on something dry, again, it's aim bishalach ha-bishal, as long as they were fully cooked. Liquid also, they've been fully cooked also.
We just said that.
You just said it?
Yeah, we said that in the first place. First one.
Nah, we didn't say any hetter in the first one.
I was saying, but you're not allowed to.
Right.
You're not
to. Mm-hmm. Now, here's an example how it's mutter. What's the example of it's mutter? If you have mutter, lost his time, it's tear. So then you have a mixer, specific cost. You can take tea sense, which is still warm. I don't know how to spell tea essence. Tea sense.
Taz tea, right?
Yeah, Taz tea. Hamsis Taz tea sense. I think it's called tea sense, I think that's what it's called in English.
Hamsis tea.
Yeah. Hamsis is sense, tea is tea. Okay. So then a chama mixes is when it's still warm. Besoy chakais. Lushpachla, mayim chud chame midur hashabbos. You could pour the water from the urn. A lot of people, you'll see, how do they make tea on Shabbos? They made sense before Shabbos from fully cooked water. They left that tea sense on the black. What do? They take the tea sense off the black. Still warm. You could put water directly from the urn onto that sense and dilute the sense. Everyone follow that, Cheshbin? That's what people do.
You see a lot of pours hot water into davar yavesh? How can you do that?
Let's talk about that.
It's a davar yavesh. Something wet.
Whoa, yeah. Davar yavesh? Yeah, it's liquid. What do you mean? It's tea sense.
Then how could you...
You leave it on the stove.
That rule of being warm, that's the problem with something davar lach.
Davar lach. This is a davar lach. It's wet. It's tea sense. No tea sense. It's water. So it has to be wet, dog, still warm from its original cooking. It's totally cool. It's from a shock and dish about davar lach.
You can pour sense into like dish that's
boiling hot. I thought a wet thing is better.
So that's probably what you do. Are you saying?
Oh, he's saying cliché is already. I hope so. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Cliché, you can do whatever you want.
Cliché. Yeah.
What about
cliché? Technically.
Cliché
not? We'll get to it. Cliché is non gimel. Let's see it tomorrow, the next day. Okay. See, a lot of it's better to put the kli which has a tea sense on the black before Shabbos. They also on the tishar chaim in order that it stays warm. You're allowed to put like baby food. What's it called? Dry baby food. It's called rice cereal or something. So you're allowed to pour water from a kli rishon on that. Why? Because it was fully cooked at one point. What happened? Did you get the case of the tea sense? We'll just say what happened. You had boiling water before Shabbos. You put tea bags in it, right? And they make tea sense, and you make it all very concentrated. You put that back on. You did that. You made that all before Shabbos. You kept that on the black. Now on Shabbos, you can take it off the black. You can pour that into a cup, or pour water directly from the kli rishon into that. Whatever you want to do, you can make tea however you want with that. It's still warm.
Before Shabbos, you just take it on the black.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else it would be warm. Stomach, that's what you did. I mean, I can't imagine that Matzias doesn't say.
So you can take it off on Shabbos.
And pour water directly from the urn into that. Even though it's even kli rishon, it should be also. But since it's still warm for the original cooking, it's not even mutter. This is the Mishnah Berurah's eitz, I believe, how to make tea also. Halacha l'maisa on the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's see. Memchas. Okay, a ladle. The famous hack about the ladle. Let's see about the ladle. Hamatzakesh shabamotziyem es ha'aycha mikli rishon. Ah, givaldik. You have a hot pot of soup, which is a kli rishon. Now the ladle, which you take, remove the food from a kli rishon. Min hadin shetiyah mikiyah yavesha. We already spoke out 2 or 3 days ago. It has to be dry. Why? It has moisture on it. What are we worried about? Right. There's bishlach harishal in a wet thing. Moisture. So what do? So you have this ladle which you put to kli rishon. Usha machnisena b'kadeira achrei pam harishana yachrid sheshab she ha'eichel shabbat lo yukarim. After you put it into the soup pot the first time, one should be careful. The leftover food on it or liquid on it does not cool down. So what you do to avoid this problem? And have any suggestions?
Leave it in.
Leave it in. Very good. Well, he's going to say, what's going to be if you leave it in? The kamech amachan is amatzek of b'soich kli rishayin b'frat and he nisheres zman ma b'soich kadeira. And to avoid this problem of the moisture, you keep it in the kli rishon for you keep it in there, right? This way you don't have a problem with the moisture. Yesh ladinei kli rishayin. That's called the din of a kli rishon. A ladle has a din of a kli rishon. I don't know what they're doing yeshiva, but this is what I do with my own. You keep it in the pot.
Sure.
And it says a kli rishon. We say since it's staying there for a long time, we're going to give it the chumas of a kli rishon. Even though mice was never on the fire, but since it's staying in a pot that was on the fire, it's a funny situation over here. As din of a kli rishon l'chein, therefore, aser la'aris l'tavshu shabasrich ha-metzekes al-maychel sheyesh bo mishum isabishal. Therefore, it's aser to pour the tavshu shabasrich ha-metzekes al-maychel sheyesh bo. You can't pour that onto something that is not fully cooked, because then you're going to be cooking as a dinner, as a shemichah of a kli rishon. No. You think as a dinner of a kli sheni, which you'd be able to maybe in certain cases.
No.
Sure, really. No. When you take it out, it's a dinner of a kli sheni. You took it out. Now it's in a not different vessel. It's in a cup. That's what you would think.
When you're pouring it, you're a kli rishon.
Now that is the stringencies of a kli rishon, that's what we're calling it.
It's poured into the bowl.
Bowls are only klisheni. But mice, if you're in your house, you don't have yeshiva, it's only, your bowls are only klisheni. You're going to run into issues if your bowls are only klisheni.
Yeah, that's in your house, you're only klisheni.
Right, exactly.
What do you do?
We'll have to see. We're going to get there. Stay tuned for Tinnun Gimel. It's going to be klisheni. But we don't know anything about a klisheni yet. We don't know what you can even do in a klisheni, so we're just doing a kli rishon. Tov lehimaneya me'iroi mayim kli rishon al sukkah. One should be careful not to pour from a kli rishon. Let's say from the urn, on sugar, saccharin. Saccharin, I believe, is a like sugar, the same consistency. A kafi namas, which is instant coffee. Again, on Shabbos, don't take instant coffee. Pour from the urn directly into that instant coffee. Al tamtit smarak, which is soup, dry soup.
Tradition soups.
Soup sounds, I think that's what you say.
Yeah, that you're allowed to eat and drink? Or you're not allowed?
Don't do it.
What if you did? You know, it's possible to make a mistake. I know someone that's
made a mistake. I'd say it's mutter. It's mutter.
It is mutter.
You made a mistake, yeah. You made a mistake. Avakas chalav, dry milk, or avakas cocoa, dry powdered cocoa. Hamelchuna l'shimush, which is, these things are all ready to be eaten as long as you add water to it. Kiyotzibo. Afilu me'ela, even if these things were already cooked, b'tachlat sayitzur, when they were created in the factory. Instant coffee was already cooked in the factory. Aye, in bishlach abishl, sedavar yavish. Is that Yikashim Yamin?
What?
Hey, Bishlach Abishl, Davi Yavish. It's now dry. It's fully cooked and it's dry. It's Davi Yavish. And we said by Karish, remember by congealed, when it's, if it's in the state that it's in, that's what we're concerned about. So the Karish should be mutter.
So coffee is fully cooked before and.
Yeah, everything's fully cooked. Everything. Go into these factories, you'll see it boils to 1,000 degrees.
Sugar
also, yeah, sure. But you know, almost everything is cooked now for health reasons.
What is it? Mexican
rice? We'll have to see why. Ella, what do you do? What should you do? You should just put the water from the urn into the cup. As we'll see later on in Sif Nun Vav. Givaldik. You can do it in a cliche. Oh, what's wrong? So Zach and Kuflam and Chesna. The near a time, why should it be us, sir? I'll be matching cost of our Kivager. Kivager over here. The Dava Yavesh and Namas, a Dava Yavesh which dissolves. Listen to this, Kivager. And it's Nebach the Lach. Once it dissolves, it becomes a devar lach. Even before it dissolves, the rechash is going to be like a lach. I love this, but somehow, when instant coffee, when it dissolves and becomes a devar lach. I don't know.
It dissolves.
You don't see any dryness over there. You don't see any dry anymore. You don't see any powder. Oh, it becomes what? It becomes a devar lach. So we keep making tiny. Since it's going to become that, we consider it like a devar lach, and it's going to be awesome. However that works. Okay. So we try to keep this sort of kivega, I think. If you don't, you make a mistake, okay. The New York says 12 minutes, but it's not to do it.
What does he say you should do?
Okay.
You should put it into a cliche and then put whatever you want
yes.
into that.
Yes.
Good?
Yes. Well, see, you
it's
can do cliche, right? But since you're going to cliche,
pour the water in and then put it in.
Right? That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. Good. Kishma. Okay, maybe if you're going to put milk in, you might have to put it into cliche, but besides the milk issue, because you have sugar in instant coffee. Let's just do one more. We have a few minutes. It's a Thursday. Let's just see the last one. If you could add it to another hat, because this is Nogaya to me. Motelite in Bakbuk. Amerika Chalav, which can you're allowed to take a bottle. Bakbuk is a bottle, a baby's bottle, which contains milk. The soichli rake, and put it into, let's say, an empty vessel. It doesn't matter what you're putting it in. Well, Alice Lamayim Royskim. And you're allowed to pour hot water onto it. The milk is cold. Now, how are you allowed to do this? Afilu mikli rishon. Even from a kli rishon, today, l'chavim etz chalav, in order to warm the milk, right? Babies can't have cold milk. You have a beautiful way how to warm milk in a bottle on Shabbos. Take the bottle, pour water from the urn on top of it, it's mutter. Why? There's a rule by Iwe Kli Rishon. Iwe Kli Rishon only cooks. It only cooks kidei klipa. You know what klipa means? Peel. The amount of a peel. So normally, Rechayish, you said the whole thing, we don't know what the peel is. So you can never pour it onto a piece of chicken or whatever. By a baby's bottle, the peel is considered the bottle. So the milk inside is already removed from the klipa, and therefore it's not cooking the milk. Then we'll follow that, how that works?
Yeah.
Iwe cooks kidei klipa, the amount of a peel, right? The outer edges of something. So by a baby's bottle, we consider when you pour the hot water on it, you're cooking the plastic.
The plastic.
The milk is just being warmed up. It's not cooking the milk. So therefore, it's
milk. Milk into the pot. You're putting the milk in the bottle first. And the bottle's in the pot.
Right. And you pour the water onto the bottle.
So surrounding the
bottle. Right. The water is surrounding the bottle.
What's that mean?
And Iwe only cooks kidei klipa.
What does that mean? It only cooks.
So Matzias, try it at home. It only cooks kidei klipa. If you pour boiling hot water from the urn onto a piece of chicken, it only cooks the outer edges of the chicken. It makes sense. You can't cook a chicken.
We're going to call it a cliché.
You can make
a
yadda.
No, it's Iwe Kli Rishon.
You can make a yadda leather, so it's
you're
not
pouring it directly in the bottle.
It's not going to reach out to leather, Stephen?
It will. The klipa will reach out to leather.
What about the milk?
No, it won't. That's why it's mutter. You have to let it be bishul.
And also, maybe because it's a baby has it been.
No. It's mutter. You can do it with any. It's not only for baby.
Over in double yogurt, that was so announced that even for adults to drink.
It was cooked on the inside and soft on the outside?
No, it was
double yogurt on the outside, but then it's outside. The double yogurt is fully cooked. It's mutter. Why not? Based on what I'm now. So you're not cooking the double lap. It only cooks the klipa. Anyway, pour it from the klipa, it only cooks the outer shell. Yet you can pour from a Kli Rishon onto a baby's bottle. Okay. Ulam, one should be careful that the water doesn't totally surround the backbone. That's for separate Hatmana. We'll see Hatmana later. Nothing to do with now. Okay, let's go back to Vaila and Holland. We'll talk about that. In order to raise the temperature of the milk, you can do this many times.
Meaning putting fresh hot water?
Yeah, why not? The limit cooks pretty clear. It's warming up the bottle. It didn't get warm up first.
I can try this. I think it's eventually going to reach out to
us. No, it won't. It won't. Ewood does not cook.
Take the milk bottle out and then put it back in.
Well, also, leakiness of bakbuk with say Kli Rishon. You can't put the bakbuk in Kli Rishon into an urn.
This thing isn't
a big even if the Kli Rishon is not on the fire. Ella, in Kena Chalash of a bakbuk, Murubakach, except, listen to this, at the bottle, there's so much milk in the bottle. Shamurtach, one is sure that it won't reach out to let this go. And the Kli Rishon is not on the fire, meaning the Kli Rishon is off the fire now. You have hot water. Milk is hot. Okay? And the bottle is so big that once you put the bottle in the Kli Rishon, it can't cook the bottle. There's so much milk in the bottle, right? The water can only cook the milk, and there's a little bit of milk. Once you put if you put a half gallon of milk, frozen solid, into a Kli Rishon, even if it's boiling hot, the Kli Rishon, it cannot cook that milk. So if you're sure the bottle is so big that the milk won't be cooked by the hot water, it's mutter.
I have a way it could. Why?
Because here you're putting it for Kli Rishon. Before we're talking about Iwe Kli Rishon, pouring from a Kli Rishon.
It's on the fire, right?
It's on the fire. Oh, yeah, for sure. No.
I have a way that for sure could
cook it. We'll see later on that there are some bottles with some CSAs, like a little hole. This is interesting. Like you have a thing on the bottom to put out water in it, and that's going to warm up the milk on top. never seen one. But I could maybe do that on Shabbos also, he says, because he's not going to cook them up. I don't know how that works, but fine. It's not good.